Fiona Kelly is here again with what says in the papers.
A plan to abolish hospital charges, a shortfall in the uptake of a scheme to encourage developers to build apartments, and the victim impact statement read out in court yesterday by the mother of Keane Mulready Woods. Those are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the line that Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is to seek Cabinet approval to draft legislation that would abolish the €80 charge for inpatients attending public hospitals from April. Under the headline, Mandarin's withering review of housing strategy, Brian Mahan reports in the Irish Daily Mail that officials warned incoming Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue in December that a scheme launched last May which aimed to deliver 5,000 apartments is struggling to attract developers. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that an estimated 360,000 homeowners say that their properties are worth less than the value put on them by revenue officials for the purpose of calculating their local property tax. Charlie Weston reports that more than 500,000 people claim that their properties are worth under €200,000, which means that they pay just €90 a year on property tax. Following yesterday's publication of the Mental Health Commission's damning interim review of the care provided by the Children and Mental Health Services, the Irish Examiner leads with another review of the CAMHS service in North Kerry, which is due to get underway shortly. The victim impact statement read out in court yesterday by the mother of Keane Mulready Woods generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. Elizabeth Woods was giving evidence at the sentencing hearing for Paul Crosby and Gerard Cruz for facilitating the murder of the 17-year-old in January 2020. The fire in Bangor, County Down, in which Alec and Anne Easton, a couple in their 80s, and the parents of MLA Alex Easton died yesterday morning, features on the front of the Belfast Telegraph and Irish News. As for this morning, the Times has a story in its front page about the prospect that the All-Ireland Club football final between Kilmacud Crokes and Glen may have to be replayed because Crokes had 16 men on the pitch at one stage during Sunday's game. Most of today's papers give coverage to the closure of the Michelin-starred restaurant Loam in Galway because of what its owners describe as insane running costs. In his column in today's Examiner, Fergus Finlay takes a very definite stance on the annual gathering of the World Economic Forum in a ski resort in Switzerland. Under the headline, Davos is just a talking shop that does nothing to help the world, Finlay puts forward the view that there's a huge media industry built around the need to persuade us to be grateful to billionaires. The picture on the front of today's Examiner, meanwhile, is of Kylie Jenner attending a show at Paris Fashion Week yesterday with a massive fake lion's head accessory. The reality TV star came under fire from animal rights activists who claimed that even though it's fake, the statement piece could fuel the exotic fur trade and trophy hunting. Another story which receives coverage in most of today's papers is a procedure which took place in University Hospital Galway yesterday, which was the first robot-guided placement of a coronary stent in a patient in Ireland or Britain, and which is described as a game-changer. And finally, back in the Times, Sheila Wayman has a story about three generations of the same family who have been at the forefront of cancer research in Ireland. Louise Watson, who has just received a scholarship at UCD to work on breast cancer research, is pictured with her father, Bill Watson, a professor of cancer biology at the college, and her granddad, Gordon Watson, who's now retired, but was an eminent breast cancer surgeon in his day.